Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Elevator time.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Ratsu, M. Stoney, SMJ, whoa, SMJ was listening in the archive, shout outs, heck yeah, welcome, welcome one and all, as is the case.
There we go. Huh, well, it's starting to rain, so while I'm walking to the garage, I think we're going to be on the fourth floor. Not quite the roof. Please hold for...
But, hopefully you don't hear him. Alright, like to hear it? Here it go. We're gonna start the way we always do, and that's with...
World News.
That's right, the World News, which is where we begin our adventure today. Alright, so, first up, Samoa. Samoa's first female PM locked out of Parliament by losing opponent. Samoa's first female prime minister has been sworn into office in a tent after she was locked out of parliament by her opponent, who has refused to step down. Fiamme Naoma Matafa, we talked about her last week, took the oath of office in a marquee in the parliament's gardens, leaving uncertainty over who controls the Pacific Island nation. Tualapi Salele Malelegao, who has been prime minister for 22 years, has ignored a court order to step down. Ms. Matafa, 64, arrived at Parliament on Monday expecting to be sworn in, but the former Deputy Prime Minister, who arrived alongside the Chief Justice, found herself barred from the building, which had been locked by allies of Mr. Malelegoe in advance of her arrival. Oh, wow, and the head Chief Justice has a wicked, a very cool-looking outfit. He's got a red robe and then a long white wig. I'm going to put that link into Com, another reason to be there. So good to see SMJ. It's been a long time. Alright, cool robe. Alright, that'll go in there into Com. Alright, instead, Mataafa, members of her Fa'atuatua Ile Atua Samoa Watasi, or FAST party, gathered in Marquee in Parliament's Gardens in the capital Apia, which supports looking on, and were sworn in one by one. In a statement, the FAST party said, "Democracy must prevail always. There can be no exceptions for this fundamental principle. Those who claim otherwise and act accordingly play with fire." The ad hoc ceremony was rejected by rivals as unlawful. Mr. Malelegao called the improvised swearing-in ceremony illegal and unlawful. The controversy comes a month after the closest-run general election in Samoa.
Tell me all your thoughts on God. Cause I'm on my way to see her. So tell me, am I very far? Am I very far down?
Sorry, Newtown. A long lost friend has appeared, so I'm gonna play a song that I might drop off. I'm very sorry.
Us. needed is here. It's money unnecessary. They can only do
Very unnecessary. They can only